What's up, Black Guys on White Movies fam? Aaron here, just letting you know, we're taking a break. I mean, it's been a few weeks since our last episode, but just decided to take a longer break, a hiatus, which we usually do in the past. We do a few months on and then a few months off. So that's where we are now. I kind of just don't like when podcasts don't have an announcement that they take a break, so that's why I wanted to come on and say something. But this time I'm also not sure exactly what form it'll be back, or we will be back, or if we'll be back. You know, we've done a bunch of episodes, so there's a bunch there, and I definitely like doing a pod, but just getting tougher to keep up with. You know, most podcasts don't have homework, and you know, sometimes it's just tough to fit a movie in and watch it and then have, you know, the time to do the pod after, you know. So we'll see what's going to happen. Was happy to do it. We'll be happy to do more. I think in some way I'll be able to fit some more in there. It just might not ever be consistent again. I don't know. We'll see what happens. You know, I don't make any money off of this. It's not super popular, so there's no added incentive to do it. But you know, it is a time commitment. So taking a break for a while. I might do some solo apps. I was thinking about that for a while, because it can be hard just to manage everybody's schedule. I got some big projects coming up, or at least things that I'm working on, and Bernard's working and traveling for work and has a lot more responsibilities now. Amon is busy, even Brandon. Busy, he's got two kids now. So, you know, things change a lot in a little bit of time. So we'll see what happens. Like I said, short progress apps or the, I did one before of the what's playing in theaters, and I really like doing that. So maybe I'll do a couple of those here and there. Just to fill the time and kind of keep it alive. We'll see. I hope people have gotten something out of this pod in terms of looking at movies culturally, treating mainstream or white culture just as another culture. And even dispelling the notion that there is no culture. Like, culture kind of boils down to maybe three main things for me. And whatever those things are the culture, whether you consider those things bland or lacking a flavor or a color or an energy, it still is the culture. So if the culture now is like shopping in stores rather than growing food off the land, that's what the culture is. And when there's a new culture in the future and they write about this period of time, that's what they'll write. They'll say people went to grocery stores, people did these things in this way. Even, I think culture is basically what? Survival. A lot of that is the food that the land lets you grow and how you have to adjust to how the actual land you're on, the part of the world that you're in, and then is your beliefs and religion and superstitions, those kind of things together that also form your traditions. But traditions are kind of part of all of it. So survival, religion and beliefs, and then rites of passage. And even now we still have rites of passage, like you can't get a Google account until you're 13. You know, as silly as that is, it is a kind of a rite of passage. Or things like getting that car seat, you know, as I have a baby, when you get the front-facing car seat, that's a rite of passage in a way, or just having a kid. Those things exist in any culture, whether they're more controlled by technology and computers or AI or robots, that's what the culture is. And how you celebrate, which we kind of wrap under like religion and beliefs, is also part of it. And we definitely have culture around celebrations. Like I said, maybe they're not as joyous or bright as some others. They still exist in mainstream America. And I hope that this podcast looked at these things and analyzed these things and the messages from these movies. Art imitates life. Life imitates art. From a way of not, like, this is just the way it is. No, this is the way people have chosen to be, right? This is the way people have chosen to be. It's not just the way it is. It's not a standard. Nothing is a standard. And then everything off of it. All human cultures, we've all chosen the lives that we live, or at least went along complicitly, however you want to look at it. I hope that's clear and gotten across. And people that have listened to this have gotten or thought about movies and messages and programming in a different way from time to time, and watch these movies differently, at least on a repeat. Maybe the first time you watch it for fun or at 1.5 speed like Amon did. But if you see him again and you're thinking, like, what is this movie really saying to me? What is this movie? What are the values that the culture that made this movie, that it's expressing? I think it's worthwhile to think about, to talk about, and to really question. Nothing is just apolitical or has no meaning behind it. I think if you think like that, you're really selling a lot of people short, yourself included. And it's not that you have to be this engaged all the time, but to be aware and to have it in the back of your mind. You don't always have to bring it to the forefront and make everything heavy or whatever, but an awareness of different perspectives, I think, is important to the human condition. So, like I said, I've had fun doing it and talking about these movies. Hope to do more in the future. And hope to do more current movies, especially if I do solo pods. I want to get to the theater more, which can be tough to juggle. But I think I can figure out some time in my week or in a month to see a movie or two. So I just really feel like I'm getting behind on what's in theaters, especially in the smaller theaters. I haven't been to an indie theater in at least a couple years. And I definitely am missing that, and missing that part of my life. So continue to follow on the YouTube and on Instagram so I can update. I'll post some clips too from old episodes here and there to just keep things alive and reshare some of those old opinions from old episodes back into the world, that kind of thing. And I hope to bring you more, or maybe there'll be another venture, or maybe I do a solo thing that's different. I'm not sure exactly, because I enjoy doing podcasts too, and I would like to do more or find another way or venue or topic to be talking about. So we'll see. Stay tuned. And you'll be hearing from me later.